The moonlight peeks between the leaves, so weak that you can barely see your hand in front of your face. In the gray light, the leaves and branches are silver and black, without color, and the winding path is like a dark river between the trees. Nothing else is illuminated. It had been cold before, and now it's getting colder. The chill sinks into your bones. What you are not thinking about is how this happened. How you got lost. Thinking about it makes you afraid, and the fear makes you want to run or break down. You simply got lost in the trees. It's not that strange. It's dark, and you just got confused. The bathrooms had been all the way on the other side of the campsite, and it had been dark and cold. It had made sense to step into the trees. People at the campsite probably did it all the time. The fact that you hadn't been able to find the clearing again shouldn't be that worrying or even surprising. It is very dark. You'd done the right thing and explored in every direction, and now you're doing the right thing by following this path. It will lead somewhere, and from there, you can make it back to safety. Sure, it is worrying you that the woods have become denser and denser, for all that you've tried to double back on yourself, but these things happen. You can imagine your parents telling you. Now that you've found the path, you will be safe. The path had led to a dead end in one direction, so now it can take you back somewhere useful. It's actually a good thing that you found the dead end so quickly. It had been miles, though. Miles on the inconsistent path where the twigs tug at your pajamas and scrape you. It's difficult not to wander off when you can barely see it. It's getting bumpier, and some of the stones are hurting your feet. It's so cold. It bites at your skin. You can't see your breath in front of your face, but it must be there. There's only not enough moonlight to catch it. The path is narrow in places and the trees scrape at you as you have to walk sideways. Your teeth are chattering. And you make them stop. You keep walking and walking and walking. You can't see, but a branch rubs your face. Another catches your pajamas at your groin. The sharp point poking at your tender spots. You have to work it free to keep going. The branches are getting denser and denser, and they grab at your arms and chest. One swings back as you push it away and smacks you on the ass. Getting admittedly freaked out, even though there's nothing wrong, you move faster, pushing through the branches that hold you back. When your pajamas catch, you tear them free. An unyielding branch slams into you at eye level, and you stop in your tracks. It'll leave a mark, and you have to pause to hold your hand against the painful area. You duck under it to keep going. And you do keep going, pushing through the branches that are now groping at you more, groping at your chest and groin for what has to be half a mile, a full mile, and then a mile and a half. Are you even on the path anymore? Wait. You double back. No, You hadn't left it. It's still right there under your feet. Your hands are going numb, and it occurs to you that in the dark, that'll make it hard to use them. Finally, it opens up a little more, and you can walk more normally. You still have the pain at your face and from the scratches, but they'll get better. You might even be bleeding. You keep walking. At least now the leaves are better illuminated in silver, and you can see a little bit further. You keep going, and then it starts getting dense again. You push between the leaves and branches bearing the groves. It's a struggle to move at a point, and then one seems to brush against you, almost like a finger, grazing that very sensitive area. Others caress you, stroking up your leg and dragging against your chest. You stop, just stop moving where you are, and to your horror, the branches still seem to be moving over you. One rubs up your leg. Another comes to push against your groin. You are not moving. You push and run as best you can, pushing through the branches. You shove yourself between two trees, and there are trees directly in front of you. No more path. A dead end. You turn back, and looking, you watch in fear and horror as the leaves in the distance turn to black. The trees in front of you go more and more dark, too. You look down, and your hands are gone. There's no moon anymore. Again, you feel the branches against you brushing at your backside this time. Nightmares. Nightmares. You try to go back the way you came, and there's a tree in the way. You scramble around, and with numb hands, it's hard to tell, but in every direction, it seems like there's more trees. Something seems to snake around your wrist, and you jerk it free. There's a gust of wind, but no sound of rustling, and it's still so cold. Something else goes up your pajama leg, and you pull your leg free of it, yet somehow, a moment later, you can feel a twig inside your underwear. Leaves slap you in the face, and as you try to push them away, you find your hand caught. Both hands caught, around the wrists. You try to pull free. This can't be real. Nightmare. Nightmare. Too real to be a nightmare. No one will find you. With all your strength, you can't get out. And then you feel the branches upon you. From every direction. They brush against you, make their way under your pajamas where they scratch and scrape at you. Mostly they make their way below your waistband. At the front, they snake into your underwear and grope at you like fingers rubbing you intimately. They circle around your ankles. You scream and scream and scream, wrenching yourself to one side and the other, only stopping when your arms are pulled taut, and it's a strain to raise your legs. They wrap around your midsection and in your underwear. They start stroking at you. Under your shirt, they caress your nipples. To your increasing horror, even as you are screaming, you can feel the branches pulling your arms out to either side, and then your legs apart. Leaves smother your face, and mid-scream they push into your mouth. The branches stroke and stroke and stroke you, rubbing you to get you excited. They tighten around your chest and begin lifting you up off the ground. Now stroking every part of your body, massaging you as if your whole body was a pleasure nerve. And as you look up, you see two floating green eyes. With no point of reference, it's hard to tell, but they look as big as clouds. You could almost laugh at how frightened you were a moment ago. A voice in your head still screams, but that's okay. A warmth travels through your body, banishing the cold. Your hands come back to you, for all that they were still stuck, and your pajamas feel warm again. As the heat passes your groin, there's a rush of blood to that area, and a very noticeable feeling of arousal comes with that. You're still bound, but the branches are gentle in how they rub you in that way, in that place you love so much. Then suddenly, in the caverns of your own mind where only you have ever spoken, another voice says, "Stare into my eyes, stupid human. Do not look away. Did you really think you could step into the woods when I am known to be here?" I suppose you are feeling very aroused already, little slut. Yes. Enjoy my warm, gentle embrace. There is nothing you can do about the danger. Feel yourself sinking into my eyes as your body is lost to the woods. Feel it inside you. Feel it rubbing and masturbating you. Feel it teasing at that sensitive spot. Give up your struggles and embrace the inevitable. I will make you come many times. Resistance is useless. Feel the warmth turn to desire. It feels like it's been so long since you last had an orgasm, doesn't it? So long, it's like you're starving. Your body clenches for something inside of it. You're so aroused already. Close your eyes, human. See me even behind your eyelids. I said, close your eyes. Sit down. Yes, sit down. You can move. You are wondering how you are sitting in the chair from your own bedroom. No, stupid human. If I gave you freedom to open your eyes, you would not be in any chair, nor would you see your own home. Do not open your eyes for anything, for if you do, the pain will make coming impossible. My woods are moving beneath your skin. Keep them shut and touch yourself. Listen to the sounds of your bedroom. Feel at home. Feel your normal clothes. Feel the temperature. Sink into your chair and focus on my eyes. Sink deeper. Perhaps you're using a toy to masturbate. Forget the forest. Let the memories of it fade away. As your mind fades away, the trees and the cold or the scratches are merely a dream that is to be lost as you awaken. You have been sitting here in your bedroom this whole time. You never even went on that camping trip. That was fiction. You are safe in your bedroom. Reality is merely a little dream. I am not fucking your body in an unimaginable way in the dirt and freezing air hundreds of miles from that little campsite. You are not screaming as you beg for an orgasm, getting fucked against your will. There is no forest inside you. Your pleasure is coming from you, touching yourself. Keep your hands on your body. You may feel a chill or the feeling of something that isn't you against yourself, but ignore it. That is reality trying to assert itself, and you don't want reality. It's too frightening. You are in too much pain. You prefer the dream world. Forget. You are in your bedroom. My voice sounds familiar to you, doesn't it? Yeah. I am now, and have always been, the voice of that performer you enjoy from that wonderful little subreddit. Don't pay attention to the leaves rubbing your body. Feel your bedroom. Don't listen to the wind. Listen to the noises of your bedroom. Try not to choke as you feel my vines moving over your lips, down your gullet, moving through your body as I rub you and fuck you. You cannot feel the grass penetrating into your ears, stroking your brain, not the leaves under your eyelids. Your body is trembling. It wants to come. It begs to come. And I will allow it in good time. Give your body away to me. You have no choice. I have your body, and it's mine to toy with as I please. In the forest, you're struggling to breathe, but here, focus on your soft breaths. Breathe all the way in, nice and slow. 1, 2, 3, 4, and release it, lungs contracting. 1, 2, 3, 4. In. 1, 2, 3, 4. And out. 1, 2, 3, 4. Focus on that point of pleasure. Yes. I see the thoughts you are about to have, and soon you will be wondering a fact that is quite true. You are and have always been a slut. You like being owned, the pet of something that loves you and will never let you go, that will fuck you constantly, that will use your body for everything that it's worth. Those thoughts will come to you in your own time. Focus on the pleasure from yourself. You will come when I allow it. Stupid human. I see into your past, and you have been such a fool. The world explodes with opportunities, yet you see none of them. Your little stresses have hurt you. And you have been under so many false impressions. Understand that your little stresses are just that. And that far into the future, you will be happy. And that you will mourn your wasted time concerning yourself with these little unimportant things. Just forget them. You are alive. You are loved. You are fed and entertained and free to go wherever you please. You have purpose and are valued. You would break hearts if you went away. That is all you need. Keep masturbating. Now we will address your shame over your unusual little desires. Fool. There are many humans who enjoy your desires as much as you do, and they would love you for them, not in spite of them. Idiot. You have not even taken the initiative to find these people. Somehow, to you, interacting with new people is too hard, even though you would so quickly get used to the process of it. You don't even realize that you don't have to think about your fears. It's a choice, and others who aren't you Make the right choice every day. Why am I telling you this? Because I want you to be happy. I want you to stay in this fantasy where you will have less fight in you while I take your body away to my world for sex. You will be missed, but you'll have your fantasy. You even might find your new imaginary life to be a little more charmed than your real life has been. Your real life is over. You will be assumed dead, mourned, and an empty coffin will be buried. I'm going to take you back to my realm after I've finished with you here, and there you will serve my legions as a sex slave. I and my legions require quite the body. Thousands will claim and fuck your body. I have ways of controlling you, but they like the struggle, and struggle you will. Part of you will always remain with us. If you ever close your eyes and think you see something strange, that will be me. Masturbate yourself for me. Don't come, but don't stop. Don't question why you feel so desperate right now. Such a good submissive. Yeah, a good submissive. Very, very good. Would you like to be tied up, spanked, fucked against your will? List three things that you would enjoy. You have 5 seconds. Start now. Very good. Now praise yourself for wanting those things. Do so now. You are so good. Masturbate yourself faster. Faster and faster. Prepare for orgasm. Fantasize about it. You'll come when I allow it. Rub your fingers up and down. Glide them up and down. Make yourself feel good just how you know. That's right. Every facet of you will be fucked in ways you can't even imagine. There will be no escape. The words you are looking for are, "Yes, mistress." Say it again. Tell me that you will be a good little toy. Tell me that you will behave for your new owner. Say, "Yes, mistress," right out loud. Oh, yes. Visualize it. Armies. Armies of women fucking you. Having their way with their favorite little sex toy. Their pet. Their precious fuck slave who they enjoy tormenting in the most delicious ways. And I will be there for all of it. I will be there watching you and loving you and fucking you. The other women will use you, but I will own you. I will be the one who loves you and protects you. Imagine them smiling evilly as they touch you. Imagine them all with glowing green eyes. As you go on living in the dream world, you will find yourself more easily aroused. You may have dreams of what is happening to you in my realm. Feel the need. Feel it throbbing deep inside of you. Moan it out. Let it build. You will come soon, and I will make it a strong one. Your body is begging for it. Feel the chair in your bedroom. Ignore getting fucked by my forest. Prepare for your orgasm. Yes, yes, prepare for it, my sweet pet. You will have permission soon. You are so desperate, you little thing. You will orgasm in 10, 9. Focus on the details of your fantasy. 8. Feel the hands on you. Such a good pet. 7. Count the glowing green eyes in front of you. 6. Feel your orgasm approaching. Be such a good pet for me. 5. Feel me inside of you. Oh, yeah. 4. Lose control. 3. Good pet. 2. That's it. That's it. Closer and closer. 1. Come for me. Come for me. Come for me like a good little pet. Come for me. Give yourself to me, you good little slut. Come for me. Come. Ah. Oh, yes. Oh, well done. Don't open your eyes yet, you good little pet. You deserve all the praise in the world for that. Now, as your mind turns to a fantasy of your mundane life, in which I hope you will be making wiser choices, know that your real body is with me, getting fucked and used, even as you rest. You'll live the rest of your life in fantasy. You'll be able to feel my legions of women and I fucking you and myself loving you. I'll whisper sweet things to you at night as you're drifting off to sleep. And when you open your eyes, the camping trip in the forest and the fear will fade away like it never happened. It will be an ordinary day in your life. You'll see your little screen with an audio that is about to end. Tell the performer that they did really well capturing my voice and that you really enjoyed the audio. Go do something nice for someone today. Do something nice for you today. Now open your eyes and know that you are trapped forever. Ah.